Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Murfin, who is the newly announced co-CEO with IVC US. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. We just heard that you've been promoted. Congratulations on that. You came a little over a year ago from Armstrong. You came in as president, and I guess you must have done a few things right because now they've promoted you, right?
Well, apparently, yes. It's obviously a nice story, and we've had some good short-term success here at IVC, and the company's sort of chosen to give me a slightly different role. Although in reality, it's not much different from what I've been doing up until now.
Yeah. How does the role change?
It simply formalizes the position that myself and Xavier now have at the company, which is that of co-CEOs. My focus will continue to be on, let's call it, the customer-facing side of things.
Right.
I'll be looking at continuing to grow the company, also very actively involved in the marketing and product development side. And Xavier will continue to focus more on the production, HR, finance, internal sides of the business. And as the company now gets to a substantial size, it's just great that they've chosen to formalize this, and now the two of us will work very closely to grow the business.
How long has it been since Project Stella became an IVC sheet vinyl plant in Dalton?
The company actually broke ground. You know, I wasn't here at the time,
right,
so I can tell you when we broke ground, but formally moved into the building at the end of 2010, started production around about spring of 2011, sort of really got up to speed in the summer of 11, and of course I joined the company in September.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're talking about a plant that can produce, I believe it's 5,000 miles a year. I believe that's the capacity.
That's close to the capacity. I think I've heard Xavier talk about basically one highway worth of vinyl for about 5,000 miles.
All right. I was looking back before, knowing that we were going to do this interview, just some of the news stories we've run on you this year. You brought in Altile as a distributor in the Midwest. You brought in CMH in the Mid-Atlantic region. So I guess that's been one of the things you've been working on, to just build out the distribution and enhance the relationships with the customers, right?
Well, you know, we've got this wonderful new facility, Kemp, and when I joined the company, sort of the mandate was we need to find a way to fill the capacity.
Right.
So we've been seeking to grow our business, not just in distribution, but in multiple channels for the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to tell you the last year has been easy, but there's been some low-hanging fruit out there that we were able to pursue that made sense. We've got into the property management business. We've done a little bit of work on the retail side. We're becoming more of a player today in the commercial business. There are some other channels that we've started to grow into. So expanding or enhancing our distribution footprint was simply one of the avenues that we were able to pursue. And of course, as we've got into some of these other new product categories, we've become a more attractive partner to distributors such as an Altile or a CMH or a Gallagher on the West Coast.
Yeah. Actually, if you look at your business, there's three main channels that you guys play in. You've got some business with the home centers. You're an OEM supplier to some other major brands. And now you've got your distribution straight to retail, right?
Yes. The background of the company was actually how IBC really was established, was the direct arrangement that we enjoy with a handful of retailers in North America. Most people are aware of our very special relationship with the CCA Group, which of course is great. In time, that was enhanced with regional wholesale distribution, and that enabled IVC to get into a much broader set of retail customers. And of course, we also have a very solid relationship with Shore Industries.
Right.
We make sheet vinyl for that company also. And yes, I mean, there are other channels that we do some business in, not as much yet as we'd like to. So there's still lots of opportunity to grow.
Well, let's talk briefly about something you mentioned a minute ago about the multifamily. For a long time, that was basically a little bit of sheet in the bathroom, in the kitchen, and then it was carpet everywhere else. But that's really changed in the last couple of years, hadn't it?
You know, it really has, and that, of course, is exciting for someone on the hard surface side of the business. But number one, based on probably the struggles of the single-family housing market, multifamily has grown fairly handily. And as that's happened, a lot of the areas within the apartment that are being built or remodeled are actually moving towards hard surface and to some degree away from carpet. And then I think the other thing that people have started to appreciate is because the product we make, which is fiberglass or glass fiber oriented vinyl, because the product is a little bit easier to install and is certainly much easier to repair, people in that community have really started to shift over to the glass fiber technology and away from felt.
Well, it's also the realistic look, too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no question. Design has an awful lot to do with it as well. If the product's not good looking, people aren't going to put it into their apartments or homes. Yes, realism is an important part of what we do here.
So I understand that this year you guys will be on the main floor at Surfaces. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, I think it was 2 years ago now that IVC was on the floor at Surfaces. Last year we took a year off from the main showroom floor. But we've got an awful lot to really talk about now, so we're looking forward to returning to the showroom floor in 2013. And there's lots of big things from IVC coming in January. We're looking forward to showing a lot of the new initiatives we've been working on.
Mm-hmm. When you come to Surfaces, I know the plant where you're talking right now is mostly sheet vinyl, but you also have a line of LVT products that you're bringing over from your capacity in Belgium. And so you'll be introducing new products both in sheet and LVT at Surfaces, right?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Obviously, this facility represents about a $75 million investment. And soon after that was completed, the company also made a $60 million investment in an LVT plant in Belgium. That was completed at the end of last year. And rolling out in January of 2013 will be the first North American product that's made in that facility. So like lots of other people, we're getting into the LVT business, and the good news, of course, is everything that we manufacture, and we're very excited about launching our LVT collection to the distribution side of the business, which will be called Moduleo.
Moduleo, I think I saw it at Domatex last year, didn't I?
Yeah, Moduleo is sort of a worldwide brand. When you think of the IVC group now, within the U.S., we have a number of sort of sub-brands that we bring to market. Flexitech is our retail sheet vinyl collection. Next Level is the collection that we promote to the property management field. We have two commercial collections. One is called Blueprint and the other is iTech. And now Moduleo will be our LVT collection. And that is a worldwide name that the company uses for the LVT category.
All right, Paul, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on your promotion. Look forward to catching up with you at Surfaces in Las Vegas. So we've been talking to Paul Murfin, who's the new co-CEO at IVC US, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.